You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Scott, may I ask?
Scott, you're not even supposed to be wearing a hat.
Right? Oh, like, yeah.
What was this today?
Who are you telling? You wear a Bill's hat like twice a week.
That's me.
It's dressed down Friday. It's dressed down Friday.
It's casual Friday. Yeah. But what is the brim thing?
No, just, you know. Skimming along the skimmer, that's all.
There you go, Scott.
Skimming along the skimmer.
Yeah.
Okay. It is week three. We're coming off a fantastic start to week three on Thursday night between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams. Both running backs, Corey, went absolutely off. Todd Gurley had three touchdowns and like 150 total yards. Carlos Hyde had 100 yards and two touchdowns. Just a brilliant game from both running backs.
Brilliant game from both running backs. Didn't expect to see that. Todd Gurley gets it over 100 yards for the first time, like Matt Modica said, mentioned earlier, in 22 starts. Over 100 yards. The yards per carry last night, if I'm not mistaken, was up over 4. So that's what you like to see. Carlos Hyde also running the football well. But what I would tell fantasy owners is you might be out. You might have went against Watkins. You might have went against Hyde. You might have went against Gurley. But it's only one game. Do not panic. There's still plenty of big performances to come up this week. So don't feel like you're out of it just after one game.
Well, that's good advice, Corey. I taught you well. You watched the game last night, and the color rush uniforms, mustard prevailed over ketchup. And it was kind of the bonanza that we didn't expect, really.
It was a very, very
I don't think very, anybody very expected game. 70 points from these two
teams.
It was
80. So.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected 70, and they got 80.
Yeah,
I'm getting like Corey with the math.
It was.
That game was culturally biased.
Where's Jordan Howard? Cammy's
in Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt Modica, it was a fantastic game as well, along with the running backs. You heard you guys talking about it yesterday on the show. Sammy Watkins, you called the breakout. It happened last night.
I'm just a Sammy Watkins fan. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite player. The Bills traded a first round talent for a second round pick, and it's what you take away from this game is Goff got the ball. He threw it deep. He threw it outside the numbers. Watkins was great. Robert Woods was damn impressive last night. I mean, can he sustain this? That's questionable. Somebody decided to play Robert Woods against me. I still.
That's wild. What league was that in?
It was, I do believe it was an online championship. So, you know,
that's crazy. Before we leave here today, I want to see that because I want to see. You know what it sounds? It sounds like he might have started Robert Woods over T.Y. Hilton.
I got to pull that team.
I wouldn't blame him. We like Robert Woods
before the trade. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course.
When the trade came in, you bring Watkins in. Now you got the Cup love. So that threw water on Robert Woods.
Definitely.
So Robert Woods is intriguing, but I wouldn't go crazy on the waiver wire come next week. Yeah,
I agree entirely.
It could be Woods or Cup in any given week.
Let's take a break. When we come back, which Green Bay Packer wide receiver are you starting here in week number 3? We'll break it down as only we can. We'll go game by game, make some predictions, and tell you what we're looking for when we return. Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
We'll be right back.
So when we came out of last Sunday's Packer game, the thought was a very good chance Jordy Nelson will not play in week three. Most likely Randall Cobb will. Fast forward, you're at the end of the week here in week, getting ready for week three. Jordy Nelson practices all week. Randall Cobb doesn't.
Crazy. He just seemed like mess screw around with the fantasy executive in week three. Seemed like what it's going to be. The Cobb thing is looks like it's going to be a pain management thing with a chest injury. So I hate the pain management thing because you know what? It's like I'm going to start and then I'll leave the game.
But that's one.
Yeah.
And number two, when you talked up Randall Cobb, the one thing you kept telling me all summer was he's healthy now.
Yeah.
And if it's a pain management thing, he's going to have to manage this all year. And this is the same issue you've had the last 2 years, Randall Cobb.
Yeah, the thing with Randall Cobb is when he's on the field, he's great. He's a target monster. He has a good rapport with Aaron Rodgers. Randall Cobb may be undersized for the NFL.
Yeah.
That may be what the thing is with Randall Cobb because he keeps getting these shoulder, chest, these injuries that probably come more likely from taking a beating that a bigger, more physical guy could handle. You look at the routes he runs and stuff like that. I believe Randall Cobb was a quarterback in college.
Yep.
So not really his MO going across the middle and getting hit and getting pushed out of bounds, landing on the ball and stuff like that. So it's unfortunate, but as long as he's healthy, he's going to be in the wide receiver two, wide receiver three conversation. And when he's not healthy, in and out the lineup, snaps go down. Very, very, very risky.
Randall Cobb's 5'10", 192. Now, there's a lot of receivers that are that size or smaller. It's just, some guys are just, their body just, they get injured more.
Oh, yeah, look, yeah. Keenan Allen's a big guy, but he can't take it either.
Yeah. And Jordy Nelson from Inside Injuries, the player card on rotoexperts.com, part of your exclusive Edge in-season fantasy football package into free radio checkout for a special discount. Jordy Nelson, injury risk category elevated. Health performance factor below average. Health performance factor.
Anybody talking about Jordy Nelson, Scott?
He said Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb we were talking about. You might want to get off of Snapchat. 55% is health performance factor.
Jordy Nelson?
Yeah.
All right.
So in like English, what does this mean to us?
I just read English. Like health performance factor is not English. You haven't spoken to Dr.
I'm starting Jordy Nelson.
That's English to me.
As long as he's active, I'll play him.
What about Cobb?
That's English to me.
What about Cobb? If Cobb is active, you play him? It's a 4-5 start.
I want to see my
is it action?
It's a 4-5 start.
Corey, because there's been 4 o'clock games since the 1960s.
Oh,
they're
come
not
on,
change
Scott. But when you're trying to maneuver and mix and match your lineup, Scott, when I got Randall Cobb who could get 13 targets at 4 o'clock, and I got Tevin Coleman at 1 o'clock, that's a decision that we have to make.
That's
fantasy
a decision
owners.
That everybody has
exactly,
to make.
Exactly, but we have to discuss that right now. And it's the Roto Experts in the morning. That's what we're here for, Scott, to talk about
but
stuff
you
that
can't
fantasy
complain
football.
About a 4 o'clock.
No, you
start.
Can't complain about it, Scott. That's what we're doing here. You're
complaining about 4 o'clock starts.
How did you feel about the Heidi game, Scott?
Yes, exactly.
I don't remember.
Well, yes, he's a Jet fan, so he remembers that one.
That's when he
not
was
really when
for
I was
Jets.
A football fan.
Green Bay, 425 start, actually.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we get some information
let's
before one.
Change the schedule for Corey.
Well, I mean, I get annoyed when this happens, too. I'm sure Jordan Reed owners are annoyed they got to play at
8:30. Look, it's part of the landscape, and
but
that's
it
why
sucks.
We're here. Yeah.
It sucks, but we're here. We got to help all of these fantasy football owners out. So, Scott, the question is, Randall Cobb, we have no idea the status when it comes to Sunday morning. What do you do?
I just go with a healthy guy in the earlier game.
So you'll start to have a goal.
Yeah, I'm not going to drive myself crazy over it.
There you go.
See, I don't know, but you say that, but still, Cobb could come out and go crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, you take the
because
risk.
Because Cobb is heavily targeted. When he's out there and he's healthy, Rodgers peppers him with targets. Tevin Coleman is not going to get 13 targets. He might not touch the ball 13
look,
times.
It is a risk. I do agree with you. Okay, I saw it with Jarvis Landry last week. It is.
You learned.
It is a risk. No, I didn't learn anything. I've learned how to beat you 10 times. That's all I've learned. Now, look, he could go out there and have a big game, but a lot of times when these guys are banged up, it's more often than not that they don't play up to par.
I can understand that. You know what I'm saying? And I worry about Cobb leaving the game, so I don't know. We'll be here line up, lock live. This is my rundown for the frenzy, Scott. No. Don't touch it.
Yeah, here's a pen. Write down what I teach you today.
I would look for a healthy option this week with Cobb. I mean,
you would?
Look, he's gotten 22 targets over the first two games, and I get what you're saying, Corey. But the fact that he hasn't been practicing and
today's the critical day.
Today definitely is a critical day. It's the shoulder thing. Same thing he's had.
Yeah.
So maybe for a week I want to see.
So there would you go what you do tonight when we come back here Old School Fantasy, the remix with me, Vaccaro, and Matt Medica. You know what I'm saying? We'll have more information then, so make sure you tune into that program tonight. We'll promise not to leave the stream running till Saturday morning.
Tenson Jr. does have a revenge game this week. Maybe he'd like to give some midnight
nice. Yeah, there you go.
The annoying thing is that as a Devontae Adams owner, I kind of wanted Jordy to be the one that was like going to miss a game. Randall Cobb doesn't really affect Devontae Adams all that much. It's more Ty Montgomery's stock goes even higher up if Randall Cobb misses time.
Randall Cobb on his player card on rotoexperts.com, the injury risk category is high. So like Corey talks about, you know, maybe he could leave the game if he takes another hit. The health performance factor is below average. So what that means, translation, is that Cobb gets peppered a lot, but he may not play up to par. It's not looking good for him.
I disagree, though. If Cobb is out, it helps Adams. Look at last season. When Cobb was out or not healthy,
yeah,
that was when Adams emerged. So
yeah, I like that. It's a good point.
So do you expect a big game then for Madison Russell? I'm sorry, it's Russell. I'm looking at Addison Russell's stats.
What the hell is going on? Yankees traded him to the Packers?
I'm looking at Addison Russell's stats. Leave me alone.
I would like him a lot. I mean, he benefited last week. He's a very good receiver. We saw it last year, most approved player. But he benefited when they had the majority. Cobb went out. I mean, Bennett got his targets increased.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Yeah. He got like 11 targets.
I wonder if it's
going to
be that way again this week.
And in all fairness to Marty Bennett, you know, there were some penalties on him. Yeah. There was a pass to people grabbing onto his jersey and stuff.
Sure.
So I'm curious as to how that, like, it's something in that, because some smart people last week had Martellus Bennett very high in the tight end rankings, and then he came out and got all those targets. So I wonder what they saw. And if they see it again this week.
Well, maybe that's a good sign for Eric Ebron versus the Falcons.
Maybe so.
Maybe that is, yeah.
I'm starting him over Kobe Fleener in my super. I've started Ebron? Fleener the first 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I'm going Ebron this week.
You jumped on the Ebron train?
I was reviewing some of that Lions game from last week, and Matthew Stafford's just playing great football. I mean, he is like he's manipulating defensive backs with his rollouts, with his reads, his progressions.
That's going to be a football game that I'm definitely going to keep an eye on this week.
That's
going
to be great quarterback.
I want to see if they beat Atlanta, are they the real deal?
Yes.
If they beat Atlanta, I got to.
Yeah, because I think Atlanta's
the best
team in the
NFC. I think Theo Riddick is one of the plays this week.
But you know what, too, though? Atlanta's without Vic Beasley. And, you know, the Falcons lead the NFL in quarterback hits. But, you know, without Beasley, you know, how much of a rush are they going to get on Stafford?
I mean, he could
they
light
have
him
all
up.
The good pass rushes.
He's playing very confidently. He's really coming into his own right now, Matthew Stafford. If you look at the way he's playing with a ton of confidence. He's got good rapport with all his wide receivers. He's doing this essentially with no running game and no Calvin Johnson. He's a professional quarterback. Excellent football.
I got to tell you, I was really proud of you with your Matthew Stafford call.
You know, this preseason, Scott, when
you said you wait on a quarterback. You know, get Stafford.
I got to say, the last three games, dating back to the Super Bowl with James White, week one with Tariq Cohen, and week two with Ty Montgomery, the pass-catching backs have destroyed the Falcons.
And in DFS, I get him in there.
I got to ask you this, Matt. Would you rather have Theo Riddick than James White this week?
Yes, this week I'm
so
going
to. This week
to
you're switching it out. That's another switch. Two more notes to get to, and then we'll come back. We'll make some predictions on each game here. And that is, number one, Rob Kelly is one of these running backs that is expected to play on Sunday.
Look at that.
Which I didn't see coming on Sunday.
Yeah, Inside Injuries was saying that he should rest for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a timeshare.
No offense to Billy Wise. I hope he starts and then gets hit again. And then
But I didn't. You know, we didn't see this coming. And you know what? I got a couple places where I may need to start him this week. So I'm looking forward to that. Listen, the P Ryan thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen this week.
No, it's not yet. Not yet.
And Chris Thompson, you went and got him on the waiver wire this week, expecting that bump.
Nothing
not going to happen.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So that's one running situation. Another running situation comes to the Jets. Everyone's in Elijah Moore this week. Todd Bowles, I believe, or the offensive coordinator there in New York, basically came out and said, yeah, we're a three-headed monster now with Elijah McGuire, Bilal Powell, or Matt Forte.
A monster?
Matt Forte should not be owned or started in the fantasy
league. Should Bilal
league.
Powell be owned?
Yeah, he's off to a slow start right now. Bilal Powell got off to a slow start last season also, so I would expect to bounce back at some point. Listen, you can put Powell on your bench right now. I would not put him on the waiver wire. I would not do that. I would not make him, and I also would not include him in a dead spot trade.
Yeah, some people are like, you know, wanting to cut guys who just started slow or whatever. It's, you know, cut Bilal Powell, no. You know, cut Russell Wilson, no. You know, it's just like, you know, you got to have some patience with some guys. You want to bench him, that's fine. Cut him, it's another thing.
When we come back, we make some predictions. We're going to go over every game, what we're watching for, who we expect to win, the upsets, the favorites, the underdogs, so much more. Pro Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. All right, games on the schedule. Sunday, week number 3. I don't like this. Someone thought I was in 0 last week, so it's 3. All right, here we go. No.
This is an interesting week. I really like the schedule this week. I really like the matchups, all the road favorites this week. All the intrigue and fantasy with the game time decisions and stuff like that. This is a week that's really going to test your knowledge. So I'm looking forward to it. And that means Scott will probably lose every game he's in this week.
Let's start
in... Yeah,
because
I'm not playing you.
In London here.
Oh.
The Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brandon Williams has already been ruled out for Baltimore, which could be very, very good for Lenny Fournette. Gentlemen, what's the prediction, Matt?
I think Jacksonville takes this game. So they're getting 3.5. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville to win outright.
What do you think, Scotty?
I think Jacksonville is going to wish they left Blake Bortles in the States. you know, both these teams have good defenses, but there's a big difference in quarterbacking here. You know, that ferocious front is just going to – they're going to harass Blake Bortles in all kinds of wrong ways. To me, Baltimore is one of my favorite picks of the week.
I think you're sleeping on the Jags defense. I really do.
Yeah, but there's two sides to the football, though.
Look, Joe Flacco's like
I just said the Jags have a very good defense, but they also have Blake Bortles, and that's going to be the difference.
I like Baltimore as the favorite. I think Baltimore plays it. Baltimore's going to play it well enough to get away with the W. I don't think it's a blowout. If Jacksonville wasn't getting the hook, I would like it better. You feel what I'm saying?
That hook is nice.
Yeah, that hook is nice, yeah. So I would go Jacksonville with the hook, too.
The Denver Broncos travel to Buffalo to face the Bills. We'll go the other way around the table. Corey, what are you thinking when you're watching this game?
Denver and Buffalo? This is going to be another one right here. Denver coming off that big win last week, really solidifying themselves as a team that's going to be in the mix in the AFC, at least through the early part of the season. We know what the Buffalo Bills are. That Bills home field advantage could come into play this one. I don't think so. But Denver going on the road, Trevor Siemian, efficiency and stuff like that, how well he's playing, how well they're running the football, the pass catchers, injuries not a problem, the O-line stout and solid right now. I think Denver can drop the hammer on these dudes if they're serious about it.
Yeah, this is like Corey against me in fantasy football. Minimal chance. You know, Denver's a much better team no matter what field you put them on. It's a bad matchup. That secondary might be laughing watching at the game film, looking at the pass catchers they're going to face. This is a Denver walkover.
And this is the King Survivor pick, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is it. Yeah. Okay.
As the resident Bills fan, look, there's a lot of road favorites this week. I have to like Denver here, laying 3.5. The Bills' offense is just... I think the defense has actually played pretty well. The offense is not going to get it done this week.
Not going to get it done.
Nothing you can really do. I'm just not comfortable with any of those guys. And I think everybody out there... Zay Jones has a safe spot on the waiver wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I was actually going to wait until after this week to ask you that. But I've had Zay Jones. I've kind of sat with him.
No fly zone?
Yeah, that's the problem. So you're a safe spot on the waiver wire.
He's a safe spot on the waiver wire, Zay Jones. Not enough, it's not enough offense here to support that.
That's good to know. Okay. Steelers and Chicago, Scotty. We'll start with you here. You have Jordan Howard as an RB2. You have Tariq Cohen as an RB2. Kyle Long returns this week. What do you expect in this game?
I still think the Steelers are going to win. I think Chicago keeps it close for about 2.5, 3 quarters, and the Steelers just pull away.
Okay, so you think some offense? You think the Bears rebound a little bit offensively?
Look, you never know what the Steelers on the road. You know, they kind of play down to the level of competition, but they're just a better team.
Okay.
It's, you know, I think the Steelers win, but I'm not so confident to lay 7.5 at Chicago because, as Scott mentioned, you know, the home road splits. But I think Pittsburgh is just too talented in this one.
Corey?
Yeah, listen, the splits is a real thing in Pittsburgh. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's a real thing. And you saw this team, you know what I mean, this Bear team had a good shot at taking down the Falcons in week one. So what I'm looking at right here is for Pittsburgh to come out, try to control this game with Le'Veon Bell. I think they should be able to do that. I don't like the 7. I would take the Bears at plus 7.5 though. I think the Bears make it interesting.
Okay. What should be one of the more fun games of the week, highest scoring affair between the Falcons and the Lions, over under 6 at 50.5. Matt, Falcons come into Detroit as 3-point favorites here. Should be a fun one.
It should be very fun. I'm going to go with Atlanta in this one. I'm going to stay with the Falcons. And Detroit has played very well. They are laying 3 on the road, which...
You want the hook.
Yeah, if it was the hook, maybe I lean the Lions, but I'm going to go with the Dirty Birds.
Yeah, it all comes down to what Atlanta's going to be able to do that Detroit's not going to be able to do. Atlanta's going to be able to run the football, and Detroit's not going to be able to run the football. I think Atlanta is still the class of the NFC right now. That's the way I look at it. I think this Falcon team goes in there and gets a W, but I think Detroit is going to fight them to the bitter end. I think this is a good Detroit team also. Just not. I don't. Detroit Green Bay is going to be interesting when they play this
so
year.
So Seattle's not the class of the NFC?
No, Seattle's not the class of the NFC. Seattle can't score.
Yeah, Dallas isn't either. They can't play defense. So I believe that Atlanta
they
is.
They can score, though.
Atlanta is. Well, you can't, but. I agree with Junior over here that, that Atlanta is the class of the NFC. But you know what? No team, even if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, wins every game. Detroit makes a statement. I think the Lions win at home here. I think Stafford matches Ryan punch for punch, and Stafford is one of the top fantasy quarterbacks of week 3.
Okay. A less fun game. The Indianapolis Colts and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Listen, this has got to be the Crow Show. This has got to be the Crow Show.
He wants it. Kenny Britt wants it more too.
Yeah, this has got to be the Crow Show.
Talking
you know what? Kenny Britt was dropped a lot this week, and everybody's going to get Higgins. I wouldn't be surprised if a backdoor Kenny Britt this week. A dollar make you holler on Britt. This has got to be the Crow
Britt
Show.
Happens.
Yeah, Britt happens. This has got to be the Crow Show this week. It should be feed the Rock, feed him early and often, beat him up, get Isaiah Crowell rolling, and just go ahead and run the Colts out the building. Brissett and Doyle, I think that could be a thing. I'm worried about T.Y. Hilton. I think he is if you start two wides and a flex, I think T.Y. Hilton very well should be on your bench this week. David Njoku, sneaky name.
Yeah, what's amazing in this game is the Cleveland Browns are a road favorite.
That's probably been the first time in years.
Even like decades. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns here. Corey said, the Crow Show. I even like Duke Johnson. Mm-hmm. I'm rolling Higgins. I got Higgins in some leagues. I'm rolling him out in one of them. Hoping he gets it done, but I agree. It was a terrible week to drop Kenny Britt.
I'm going to say the Colts win at home here.
Right.
Nice. You know, they nearly beat Arizona, which I think is actually a better team than Cleveland, although they're
maybe
both
not
bad.
Yeah.
And then bum Isaiah Crowell better show up.
Tampa Bay, Minnesota currently off the board as we await Sam Bradford's status.
Oh, it's off the board?
At the moment.
Hmm. What I'm seeing here on MyBookie AG is Minnesota is laying 2.
Yep.
So if he plays, that looks like that seems to be the line.
Fake. Okay, there you go. You're looking forward to seeing his snaps. We'll move on. Patriots and Texans, I believe that's the highest spread of the week at 14-point spread for the Patriots. Scotty?
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots plus the points, and but I'll still roll DeAndre Hopkins out very confidently on my fantasy team.
See, I'm not rolling DeAndre Hopkins out confidently.
Yeah.
I'm not confident about that because I think this rookie quarterback is going to get he's just going to be in a world of hurt. I mean, it's Belichick. What he's done consistently versus rookie quarterbacks, he's got that track record.
Yeah, but when this game's out of the hand, he's going to be peppering Hopkins.
I think they're going to.
It's catch up catches.
Yeah, that type of garbage time work, I can see that for Hopkins. That's kind of what you got to bank on for him. Like Matt said, rookie quarterback going into England. Yeah. This is a tough
rookie
spot right here.
Quarterbacks are 0-8 against Belichick with 5 touchdowns and 16 interceptions.
Jeez.
But this game's going to get out of hand, and then Hopkins.
But
is
I would. But what I do like for Houston this week is. Son, Jadeveon Clowney, he only plays in like these big games like this. Jadeveon Clowney could go crazy this week. He could really go crazy this week, harassing Tom Brady. So, but other than that, the Houston Texans have no shot. But they're not going to. At the Patriots at 14.
Ooh, it's very early, by the way, for the Dolphins, for the Jets and the Giants. We both play at 1 o'clock. Early in the season for that.
Yeah, good.
Both these teams playing at 1 o'clock.
So that means what would a local 4 o'clock game be? The local 4 will probably be the Packers and the Bengals.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Or Tennessee and Seattle.
I can actually look that up for you. So you got the Giants, Eagles, NFC East, Jets and Dolphins, AFC East, Corey.
Which one to start with?
Whichever one you choose.
The New York Giants in the tough spot right here. The Giants start 0-3, all 3 losses in conference, 2 in the division. You can stick a fork in them. They'll be done. I think the Giants fight. I will take the Giants plus the 6. I think Philly gets the win, but barely. I think the Giants fight for their lives in this one.
Yeah, I think Corey called it correctly. Tough divisional game, tough matchup defensively, but the Giants' offense will not. You know, it's Beckham's going to be better. This could be a very close game, very close call. But I'm going to say the Eagles on a field goal.
Giants are my dog of the week. I will take the Dolphins laying the 6. The Jets, I think, will keep it close for a while, but I think Miami pulls it. Pulls away in the second half.
Oh, by the way, Green Bay Cincinnati is the here locally the late game. Jim has Tony Romo in the house.
Are we Tony Romo.
Are we predicting this Jets game?
Sure.
Yeah. I say the Jets pull an upset. I know there's some Jet fans out there going, I want to see them go 0-16 and make history. It's not going to happen. They're going to win a divisional game at home. Jay Cutler throws a game-sealing interception.
I can see that, too. Yeah,
it's nothing crazy about that.
Nothing crazy at all there. Saints and Panthers in the AFC South.
Cam better get it done this week. This is the matchup that, you know, everybody looks forward to on their calendar. So I'm going to roll with Carolina.
That's it for the 1 o'clock games. When we come back, Scott tries to defend his championship. It is Mike Lyon. Close the computers. We break it down. Special guest host today, once again, is Mike Lyon. We'll find out next.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
What's good, yo?
Very entertaining television.
No.
That to watch on the internet because it's probably on right now. You ever seen Nate Burleson do toe drag swag?
No.
It's very good.
What is it?
It's a segment on that they do on Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
When Nate Burleson on Mondays, he goes through all the players that made catches
on the
sideline called toe drag swag. Nate Burleson is a very, very good broadcaster.
Excellent. Nice job by him.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job by him. All right. Mike Florio has the day off today, so enjoy your day
Another
off,
one?
Mike Florio jaking it.
Yeah, there you go.
He doesn't really take many days off, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
It feels like he does to me. He didn't clean.
I stand by Florio.
He never cleaned the damn water.
He's my best friend forever, so I cannot kill him. Scott, you, sir, are the defending champion. Nobody told you that we're best friends. You should listen to the show.
No, Florio told me, you know, he doesn't reciprocate this.
Wait, you should watch the show.
Oh, we got to close the
computers. Nobody told me behind closed doors.
And then it'll be closed.
Scott, you were the defending champion in this game, sir.
Ladies first. Let's go. Corey go first.
Let's
Corey
go.
Will yeah. go first. Don Burns, hit the music. Let's play his Mike Lyon on Friday. Through 2 weeks, Corey,
mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan is averaging the most yards per attempt.
Through 2 weeks, Matt Ryan is averaging the most yards per attempt. That is false.
That is false.
That is false.
It is, in fact, false. 1 point each. Two players have a higher yards per attempt than Matt Ryan. Corey,
oh, it's my turn, is it?
It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is not correct.
Wow.
Tom Brady.
You're not up. We go to the same order every week. Matt.
Oh, give me a second here. Damn. Aaron Rodgers.
It is not Aaron Rodgers.
I should notice that.
Tom Brady.
It is not Tom Brady.
One more go around?
One more go around.
This is going to be crazy because Son is such a bum. But he's been a QB1 each of the last 2 weeks. Alex Smith.
It is not Alex Smith.
Good.
Derek Carr.
It's still
oh
not
my God! God! Cardano, come get him.
It is not Derek Carr. Save me from yourself.
Save me from myself. Let's see.
I know this.
Jay Cutler.
It is not Jay Cutler. Jared Goff is one of them.
That's not fair.
Not including last night.
He's not. Are you sure it's not in count? 100% last
positive.
Night? Okay.
And Sam Bradford.
Said, oh, yeah.
Son of a gun.
Bradford count.
I said through two. I said 3-2 weeks. There was
yeah,
no qualification.
I didn't know if that would count.
No points. No points awarded on the extra. One apiece. You all got it right. It false. Here we go. Matt Modica. No one has thrown more touchdowns this season than Trevor Siemian.
True.
True.
I think this is true.
It is true.
Wow.
It Ooh. Is true. So he thought it was true and shook his head immediately upon saying that. We're tied at 2 apiece. Everybody is perfect thus far. Let's continue with the king. Scotty. Antonio Brown currently leads the NFL in yak yards after the catch.
True.
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 You all say true and you all are incorrect. It is not true. Two players have more yards after the catch than Antonio Brown. Scott.
Oh, boy. Pierre Garçon.
It is not Pierre Garçon. Remember, it's all through week two.
DeAndre Hopkins?
It is not DeAndre Hopkins.
Catch. Randall Cobb?
It is Randall Cobb.
Nice.
Point for Modica. He is in second, so this in top three. Antonio Brown is third. Randall Cobb is second. We're looking for the number one. Scott.
Emmanuel Sanders.
It is not Manny Sanders.
Oh, that would have been the guess I would have gone with would have been Emmanuel Sanders. So if it's not Emmanuel Sanders in yards after the reception, I will say that it is Tyreek Hill.
It is not Tyreek Hill.
Keenan Allen?
It is not Keenan Allen. The answer is Randall Cobb's teammate, Ty Montgomery, with 134.
Oh, that's a tricky one right there because he's not a wide receiver.
He is not. Corey.
Yo.
According to Snapple Facts.
Good.
Clicking your computer mouse 1,400 times burns 10 calories.
True.
True.
False.
It is false. It burns one calorie. It burns one calorie. That is correct, Scott.
Son
false.
Of a gun.
You got it. You got the Snapple fact correct. Good job, Scott.
Yeah. Uber facts are usually true. You never know what Snapple facts.
Thank you. I tried to change it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Better than Florio.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Question number 5 goes to Matt Modica. Leonard Fournette leads the NFL in rush attempts inside the 10.
Inside the 10. True.
False.
False.
It is true. Leonard Fournette.
Good one.
Leonard Fournette and Mike Gillisley both have 6 rush attempts inside the 10, so they are tied for the lead. That is correct, Matt Modica. Modica takes the lead. 4 for Matt, 3 for Scott, 2 for the fantasy executive.
Culturally biased game.
Speaking of culturally biased game, Scott Engel. Dez Bryant leads the NFL in receptions inside the red zone.
False.
True.
False.
It is not true. It is false. In fact, he only has 1 reception inside the red zone. So that is false. That's a point for Matt and Scott. And there are quite a few guys that have more receptions inside the red zone than Dez Bryant. I'm only looking for anybody that has three or four receptions inside the red zone. That means there are four players. I've kind of narrowed it down. So, Scott, we'll start with you.
Michael Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree is incorrect.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper is incorrect.
Jesse James.
Jesse James is incorrect.
Going around again. Let's see. Targets is...
It's inside. Receptions inside the red zone. So I'm assuming Michael Crabtree touched them. One of them probably came from outside the red
Manny
zone.
Manny Sanders.
Manny Sanders is correct. That is one, Scott.
That's a good one.
That is one for you. You've tied for the lead now.
Jeremy Maclin.
Jeremy Maclin is incorrect.
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz is incorrect. There was a tight end here, though. It was Kobe Fleener. Kobe Fleener has actually the most receptions inside the red zone with four. Manny Sanders, Jason Witten, and Allen Hurns, all of three.
Allen Hurns on your waiver wire, and you're in the deeper league, a 12-team league, or better, dollar make you holler on Allen Hurns.
No question. No question about that. Matt and Scott tied at five. Corey's got just two.
Culturally biased game.
But it's your turn.
What's up?
Culturally biased, huh?
Yep.
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has thrown the most red zone interceptions.
False.
False.
True.
It's true. He's thrown one, which is the which is tied for the most. Just one. Scott takes the lead with six over Matt Modica and Corey Parson, who's really struggling today. Mr. Modica. Corey Snapple facts. Elvis was naturally blonde.
False.
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 Oh, no, it's true. Elvis is naturally blonde. Elvis was naturally blonde. Nobody gets that one right. As we're bringing it up the wire, Scott with a one-point lead. Question number nine, Scott Angle. Trevor Siemian has the most passing attempts inside the 10.
False.
False.
True.
It is false. Scott extends the lead. Corey picks up a point. There are four players, Scott, that have more passing attempts inside the 10-yard line than Trevor Siemian. Can you name one?
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford is not correct.
Passing attempts inside the 10-yard line. Let's go with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is incorrect. That's just five quarterbacks here, excuse me.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is correct. That is 1 point from Matt Modica. We go around again.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is correct. That's a point for Scott.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is not correct.
This game is
stupid.
This is
pass attempts inside.
This is pass attempts inside the 10.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott leads the NFL with eight pass attempts inside the 10-yard line. That is correct. Matt Modica picks up a big 2 points there. He's now 1 point behind Scott. So Trevor Siemian had five pass attempts inside the 10. Carson Palmer had six. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Derek Carr all had seven. And it's Dak Prescott that had eight. And we go to the final question.
You know,
question.
I thought it was Stafford. There was he threw in the red zone this week, and his audible was Seattle when he threw at the 1 yard line.
That's not true. It was Derek Carr's.
Oh, Derek Carr's, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Stafford.
It was Derek Carr.
Yeah.
You get it right one day, Scott.
Corey, the final question goes to you.
Thanks.
Keenan Allen has the most receiving first downs in the NFL.
True.
False.
False.
It is false. Corey really had a bad game.
Why does he even play?
That's not nice, Scott. There are two players that have more receiving first downs than Keenan Allen. Corey.
IDGAF, since I'm losing in the game.
How about B-A-B-Y?
Are you passing?
Yeah, I'm passing.
Matt Modica.
Adam Thielen.
Is incorrect. Scott, if you get this right, you are our champion.
Zach Ertz.
The winner and still defending champion, the King, Scott Angle. Nice job, Scott.
Well done, Scotty. Well
Zach
done.
Zach Ertz is correct. There's one more, Matt. You know who it is?
One more. Do I know who it is? I will say Mohamed Sanu.
It was not Sanu. Scott, one more guess.
More guess.
Most receiving first downs. He's tied with Zach Ertz.
Most receiving first downs tied with Zach Ertz. Jason Witten?
No. Antonio Brown. Wow. Yeah. Antonio Brown. Both these
guys.
Should
always go AB.
She probably should. It's good advice. They both have 11. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Our final thoughts for week 3. They come your way here on the Roto Experts. Next, we'll also take a look at what's coming up inside the Fantasy Football Frenzy with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Roto Experts this morning. We wrap up today's program right after this. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. Scotty, you are the defending champion.
Is my line last four,
three of the last four? That is correct.
Daddy had a hell of a month.
It's been an unbelievable month for you. But I want to bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, right now because I have two extra questions in case you go to overtime. I put two more questions in here, so I'm gonna ask Jake and you. You're not playing, Corey. Don't worry.
I'm not playing.
You're on strike. Matt, you're also you're also out on this. It's gonna be Jake versus Scott. It's just two questions. My overtime questions. Scott, are you ready?
Yes.
Would you like to go first or second?
Let's let Jake go first.
All in kid, good morning. Do we have Jake?
Oh, boy. I'll play them.
All right, we're struggling with Jake here. Struggling with Jakey. I'll have Matt go one-on-one. Matt, Josh McCown has 100% of his team's rushes inside the red zone.
Inside the red zone?
Yes.
Inside the 20. I gotta say false.
True.
It's true.
That's crazy.
Isn't that?
It seems so outrageous.
Listen to that stat. Inside the red zone, Josh McCown has 100% of the Jets' runs.
I know he has a
rush. How many is it? Like two?
I'm not sure what it is. Yeah. Actually. That's insane. They haven't run the ball inside the red zone.
I can't recall
crazy.
A Jet getting a goal line carry the last few weeks.
Just wait till Elijah McGuire name comes a thing.
I think we're close to that. I really do. Scotty, Sammy Watkins is the only wide receiver in the NFL. This is prior to last night. Sammy Watkins is the only wide receiver in the NFL that has caught 100% of his targets.
100% of his targets. I'm going to say it's true.
True.
It's true. It's true. Sammy Watkins has caught every target.
I can't remember. He drops like seven the first targets. Two.
That's the thing. He only had like seven targets. There's a bunch of guys that actually have caught 100% of their targets. Watkins is the only wide receiver, though. There's been a lot of running backs. So they don't have that many targets. A lot of tight ends as well. Similar reason. Sammy Watkins is the only wide receiver.
Yeah, last night was like really the first time that they started expanding the field.
Yes, absolutely. Gentlemen, final thoughts. Corey, I'm going to go to you here. Your final thoughts here going into week 3. What are you most excited for?
I'm most excited to see this Atlanta-Detroit matchup. I want to see these two offenses get out there and see what they got.
Matt, what are you least excited for?
Well, I want the most excited. I want to say A.J. Green on Sunday.
Say it. So you said it anyway. So
I can't be stopped. Least excited to see, and it's kind of watch the Bills get blown out.
I thought you were rooting against the Bills.
I am rooting against it, but it's still, you know.
Okay. Scotty, what will you be watching on Sunday outside of the Seahawks?
I'll probably, you know, watch Detroit, Atlanta. You know, that usually when I watch, you know, I'll have one game and then I'll have the red zone on another TV. So, you know, I'm interested to watch that. And I want to see. I think Dallas offensively is going to bounce back in a big way. And I'm also interested to see how the Redskins offense looks against Oakland.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Sunday Night Football between Washington and Oakland. It's going to be one of the more fun games. We had a really good Thursday night primetime game here between the Rams and the Niners earlier this week. I think Washington and Oakland is going to be outstanding. And then you have the stinker in Dallas and Arizona. It's going to be boring as all hell.
I think Ezekiel Elliott is going to go crazy this week.
Terrell probably better go crazy this week.
You put it all on the line for that one. Terrell Pryor, you were Isaiah Crowell. And speaking of Isaiah Crowell, Corey, what's coming up next here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We go over some practice.
There's not much written down on this piece of paper.
We go over some practice reports, and you know, and we'll go through some stuff. We'll go through some of the All-In Kids rankings, and we'll figure out how we're going to get this done. So here we go. Get ready for the frenzy leading you up until week number three of the NFL season. We got you covered.
There you go.
The England edition.
Oh, he has. What else are you up to this weekend, Matt?
I'll be here tomorrow at the Tony Cincata doing Fantasy Football Gold in the afternoon.
There you go.
I'll be stopping on Sunday morning, maybe do some interviews with the one called Ashley, a.k.a. Snacks, during Fantasy Football Live break.
Sure.
And then, Line of Block, and then Fantasy Football Live at 1.
Corey, what are you up to this weekend outside of Sunday?
Outside of Sunday?
Yes.
About taking it easy for the most part.
Okay.
Going to Citi Field tonight, do some interviews, maybe catch up on some ballers, and play some Madden, and then watch some football.
There you go. Big football weekend for the kid. For Matt Modiga, for Scott Engel, and for the Fantasy Executive, my name is Greg Sussman. A fantastic weekend. Enjoy week three. We will see you right back here Monday morning, 6 a.m. East, for the Roto-Westlands in the morning. Goodbye, everybody.